103.3 KUMD, making waves since 1957. That is Duluth's own Gaylen Lee. Someday We'll Linger in the Sun from her EP, Songs We Sing Along the Way. She's been doing some recording again recently, so looking forward to new material from her. And we also heard from St. Vincent before that. I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A, and we are happy to welcome a band to the studio for the first time. They are Good Morning Bedlam. Hi.
Hi.
And they are a four-piece, and you are technically like your home, you call your hometown Minneapolis, although it sounds like some of you are going to school other places and doing other things, but that's kind of your home base, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm excited to find out more about you guys since you're here for the first time. You are playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. Looks like Black River Review on the bill as well. Mm-hmm. And according to the Facebook event, it says it starts at 8, so that might be a doors open kind of situation, but 8 o'clock is the event. All right, what do you guys want to start with? And you have an album, you have your first album out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have an album called Prodigal out, but we're heading into the studio in August to record a new one, so we're going to play a couple tunes off of the upcoming album today.
Sounds good. Well, what do you want to start with?
This one's called Dancing Fool.
I will wait for you here. Blows me home. Be a dancing fool. I will wait for you here.
That's Good Morning Bedlam, live from Studio A. And did you say that's one of the new ones?
Yes, it is.
Coming up. And I neglected to introduce you guys. That's Isaac that was singing on that one. Well, you were all singing on that one. Isaac, you want to do the honors and introduce the rest of the band, too?
Sure thing. So all the way on my left here, well, I guess that doesn't matter where they are in the room. But Sophia May is over on the fiddle today, and she's singing. And then Victoria Elker over on the bass and singing. And we have Noah singing and playing and tuning the banjo. And I'm Isaac, and I play the guitar and sing.
The ratio of tuning to playing time on the banjo, it's about even, isn't it?
It's yeah, I don't know. I'd say maybe more tuning.
But it's worth it.
It's definitely worth it.
Darn it. So since this is your first trip here, let's get to know you guys a little bit better. So how did Good Morning Bedlam come to be, and how long have you been around?
Sure, we've been officially a band about 2 years now. We started in July of 2015, and we actually, Noah and Sophie and I actually grew up playing music together from a pretty young age. We did a lot of theater together, and we would perform in the theater group, and we would write our own scores to the plays, mostly doing folk music for that. And then it was spring of 2015, and I took Sophia to a Davina and the Vagabonds concert, if you know that artist, amazing, to show her a really good live show. And then when we were all pumped up at the end of the concert, I said, Sophia, do you want to start a band with me?
I was like, yeah, after that show.
And then the rest is history, I guess. And Tori went to school with my sister, and we also happen to be married, so we know each other that way.
Mm-hmm. And she was musical as well. You were musical as well, Tori?
Yeah, I actually went to school for acting, so similar artistic background, but we used to have a different bass player, Johnny. He went to art school in Rhode Island, so last fall I was like, well, gotta have a bass player, and I want to go on tour with Isaac. So I picked up the bass, and I've been learning since November.
What were you doing since before that? Were you singing in the band?
I would help sing cover songs when we were on tour, and I would kind of sing backup vocals for some songs and stuff, mainly because we got married like 10 days before our first big tour that was 2 months long. And I was like, I don't want to stay and have a 9-to-5 job. I want to go on tour. So
and have a 5-person honeymoon.
Oh, yeah. So it was really fun. And I was the merch mom and sang cover songs, and it was great. And I was like, this could be something that I would really love to do. So, yeah, I had never played any instruments before the bass. I had tried and failed. But it's good to be married to someone who is very, very studious and helpful, and he's a good teacher, so it's been fun.
Well, I'm impressed you just jumped in and you picked the biggest instrument. which is, you know, you gotta lug that thing around now.
She's gotten super buff since joining the band.
I bet the bass player gets really buff.
She sounds really sweet, but she's ripped.
Well, that's great. I want to hear more about this theater stuff. So where was this that you were involved in that?
So we were in, Noah, Isaac, and I grew up in Rochester, and the theater was called Words Players, and we would do Shakespeare in the Park. So lots of fairies and love stories. Isaac played Puck 1 year, and he had a wonderful unitard. I played Puck another year, and I didn't have to wear a unitard, so that was good. But yeah, we would write shows mainly for that, write music mainly for that. It was a really cool experience, getting to write music that was supposed to like highlight a story and kind of like bring people further into that. And that's kind of something that I think we've carried through in our music, is a lot of it's centralized in storytelling. And that, so Tori's theatrical background is helpful in that as well. And so that was.
Well, and then you were talking about Davina and the, I can't
the
remember.
Vagabonds.
Yeah, who I've tried to get in the studio. I don't think we've had her in recently, but such a wonderful performer. She is so theatrical in her performance. So, and if you guys have that background, is that something you kind of, that energy you try to bring on stage?
Totally, yes. Yeah. We actually, right now, and we're touring a lot. We just came off a 6-week tour, and today is the first day of like another 4 or 5 week tour. And so I think the most important piece of what we're doing right now is the live show, the energy. How wild can you get? We also grew up in a background of like listening to metal music and going to metal shows and getting hit in the face and running around hitting things. And so like we have this dream, or I do, of like bringing that type of energy to folk music in performance of, I don't know. I want somebody to knock somebody down at a show someday.
Well, and I'm always curious about that, especially when we have younger bands in here who are into, you know, into folk. And I always am curious about how you arrived at that, because it's kind of popular in some circles. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's completely off the wall for young people to enjoy that kind of music. But I'm always curious about how that is what you ended up playing. And often there are other influences like that come into it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'll speak to it first, but, you know, when I was 15 and I was listening to metal music and kind of the rise of the hipsters happened, that's really when, you know, as a teenager, I started listening to a lot of different kinds of music. And I actually came across, I was looking up a metal band one day and I came across a band called the Avett Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably collectively our favorite band for all of us together, like most listened to, most inspirational. But basically, I saw the Avett Brothers in their performance and their songwriting, and I just could never go back to any other genre. It felt like it was like a switch in a day of just something so special there that I really wanted to be a part of. And then we all have different influences.
Have you seen them perform before?
Yeah, I've seen them three times.
Because they're really great performers as well. Fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. And like we all kind of have different appreciations of the genre of folk in itself, and then we all have like really different musical backgrounds as well, but like even just within the realm of folk, we all kind of have like there's so, it's such a flexible thing, because it's by definition it's something that grows and like takes on depending on who's takes on new what's the word I'm looking
like
for
forms
takes on new forms depending on who's performing or where they're performing it. And so, like, there's some more modern, like, folk bands, like Jude and the Lion are kind of folky, and then they, right?
And then they started folk hop.
Folk hop, so that's cool.
Folk hip hop.
Yeah, and then there's, like, old things like Gene Pitney or, like, I don't know, like, the Oh Brother Where Art Thou soundtrack, where it's kind of more of a, I don't know.
So there's, really traditional.
Like, more traditional. Mm-hmm. So there's, like, so much to love within the genre of folk. And then I think we can take our individual likes, like jazz or swing or classical or heavy metal or you know, and kind of put that in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear another song and then we'll come back and talk about the new album, or the latest album and the upcoming one. What do you guys want to play next for us?
We're gonna play another new tune called Eastbound.
Thank you. And I'll reach down and pull you out, even though we're both sure to drown. Maybe overboard is just a different route. Well, but if we learn to love ourselves, we can learn to love you. We can learn to love you.
Good morning, Bedlam, live from Studio A, and another new one from them. So you're already working on that new album. When did Prodigal come out, your first one?
Prodigal came out June 16th of 2016.
Okay, so it's been out there. It's been out there for a while. And tell me about writing the songs for that first album. Did you have a bunch of songs already, as bands often do, because it's their first one? Or
yes, we did. We had a whole plethora of songs ready to go. We had 10 songs, and I was actually going to Minneapolis Tech at the time. I was doing a 2-year degree down there, and so my thesis project for school, we got to pick a project to work on for 3 months, and all the other kids that were, or people that were working on their theses, they were all like, I'm going to do a 3-song EP, a 4-song EP, and I came in, I was like, I'm going to do a 10-song album with all live instruments, and my teachers were all like, are you sure? and I was like, I have free gear for 3 months. I got to figure out how to do this. So that's kind of where that album came from.
So did the band exist before that happened?
Yes, it
okay,
did.
Okay,
so
okay.
We had been working. Sophie and I had been working for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then Noah and our former bass player had joined in about 4 months after Sophie and I started the band,
mm-hmm.
as just a duet. And so we were all ready to go. We were ready to record an album, and we were just waiting for the right time or the right opportunity to come along, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. So are you the main songwriter in the band?
Yeah, I definitely share the responsibilities with everyone in the band. We all share. We all take a part in that. I would say I am the main lyric writer. Sophie oftentimes will write parts too, and we'll trade back and forth, and Tori will do some of that as well. But when I bring in the song for the first day to the band, anything goes. Everything is up for change. We work completely collaboratively, and we believe that's the best way to create art and to tell a story, is if we all have input, and that if we're creating something together, it's going to be much better than if only my one-sided, one way of looking at things. Like, if I can add in, if I can bring in the song and Noah can be like, I have this lick, like, let's change the rhythm here. And it would be so cool, and look what we could do here. And Sophie's like, what if you, like, brought it, like, change the dynamics here so the violin can come in this way? And, like, we work together and build on that, and we'll revamp a song again and again and again and again, like polishing a rock almost,
mm-hmm.
until it's where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. So you did that project for school and for fun, yeah. and for your band. So then tell me about the songs for the second album. Do you have them all ready to go? And
we have all of them about, except for about two right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the process is still very, it's just become even more collaborative, mm-hmm. I think. I just think that, I don't know, do you want to speak on that a little bit, Noah?
I think the nice thing about this upcoming album, too, is that, you know, we already went on a 6-week tour. And we've been playing these songs for a while, so we're really excited to go in the studio and just, like, knock them out. And, you know, we think we have them pretty much perfected. The last album, it was a little bit more... We hadn't played the songs as much, so that'll be really nice about this new album.
That you've already... Yeah. You've played them a bunch.
We've played the songs mm-hmm. a lot, for the most part.
And so this will be... Is this going to be your first recording experience, Tori?
Yeah, I did some vocal work on the last album mm-hmm. for one of the songs. And then they actually, you didn't talk about your first EP. Yeah. he and Isaac and Sophia put out a 4-song EP right before you first kind of did some touring.
Yeah, so when Sophie and I first started the band, we basically, before I asked her, I had planned all this stuff out and I already had studio time ready somewhere. And so I just asked her, she's like, yes. And I was like, cool. And we wrote some songs and went straight into the studio like, a month later.
Mm-hmm.
And so we also do have an EP on there. And so Tori sings on that one as well.
Mm-hmm. So I've done some vocal work. So I'm excited. This will be my first instrument
mm-hmm.
to bring into the studio. So that'll mm-hmm. be fun and scary.
But the nice thing about, it depends on how you do it. If, you know, these kind of bands often just do it live. Mm-hmm. But if you, you know, are able to like, oh, I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. I've never recorded before, so I don't really know. But you guys also had an exciting opportunity, and your album came out on a record label, right? And was it through that record label that you got the chance to do South by Southwest this year?
Yes, it is. We're actually signed with Minneapolis independent record label Last Triumph, and they're a record label and management company. Booking agency, and they're just phenomenal. Some of the most amazing people we've ever gotten to work with in the music industry. They're just the best team that we could have hoped for. And yes, it's definitely through that they brought us down to Southwest, South by Southwest as part of the Last Triumph Showcase. And they've just opened us up to so many different opportunities. We're really grateful for them.
Well, wonderful. And tell me about South by Southwest. Any of you want to jump in and what that experience was like?
That was great. We got to go down with one of our label mates, another band that is on Last Triumph's label, Mar and the Mainsail. So that was a lot of fun to get to know them and kind of spend a lot of time with them during South by Southwest. It was really cool walking down the streets. There was just like a different, totally different types of music, like on every corner. So you'd like walk by and there'd be this group of guys like doing amazing like improv rap, and then you'd walk by and there'd be this like old folk with harmonica and banjo, mm-hmm. and that was really cool.
Mm-hmm. And I also think, like, speaking about Mar and the Mainsail, you know, they're like what are they, cinematic alt,
like cult rock,
okay, and which is awesome, but their shows are very different from our shows in a great way. It's a great contrast. But it was fun because they're very energetic, right? It's all about their energy, and they have an auxiliary drummer who, like, is an amazing performer, and that's his whole thing. And
yeah.
So it was fun to get to be inspired by them and take that energy and be like, well, we gotta ramp this up a little bit. Like, we gotta be just as exciting so we can, you know, blow out those shows just like they do. And I think that was a great turning point for us as a band, and especially like as a team. I feel mm-hmm. like we're all like, okay, let's bring this energy to the stage.
It up.
Yeah, let's step it up.
So we don't look bad after they play it after us.
But it was fun because at South by Southwest, you have so many great audiences and people that are just there to enjoy music. And so you felt the energy from them. And I think it was a great training ground for like being able to bring that energy even when it's an empty bar in Pittsburgh. Like it's it was a great place to learn and a wonderful opportunity.
Well, great. Well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
We're going to play our very, very brand new one. This one's called The Orchard. We're still workshopping this one a little bit, but we've really been enjoying playing it, so we're gonna do it here.
Been 21 years in a sheepskin suit, and I clean it each day. But the reel still shines through in what I hide in it each day. If I nothing left to lose, would I stumble around this earth, sing this verse and on this tune that I don't know where I'm going.
I think you almost got that one perfected. That's just my opinion anyway.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. That is Isaac, Tori, Sophia, and Noah, and they are Good Morning Bedlam, and they are playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth along with Black River Review, and I think that's the doors open at 8 for that show tonight. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Cheyenne Vavrina. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening. KUMD is member-supported public radio, and we count on you to keep community radio on the air. Together, we make this community stronger. Support your local public radio station today by making your membership pledge at KUMD.org. Here's Crooked Still.
Good. Thank you.